This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2324. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 4th, Andorra, Argentina, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cuba, Ecuador, France, Germany, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Ireland, Korea North, Kurdistan, Myanmar, Netherlands, North America, Philippines, Romania, Russia, Solomon Islands, Spain, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Andorra non. The German shortwave site of Karl Krekel had supposedly ceased broadcasting on 6005 and 3985, but Alexander Mialikov found that there would be one more broadcast of the monthly on the first Sunday program, Aquí Radio Andorra, December 7th. A three-hour broadcast, first at 17 UT on 6005, and repeated immediately at 20 on 3985. This was recorded originally in July of 1980, also on YouTube and at Aquí Radio Andorra. From another FB source, Argentina and IMEFM via New Zealand DX Times, CNN Radio Argentina, or CNN Radio Argentina, on AM 950, part of the international network bearing that name since 2019, has reached an agreement to end the broadcast at 950 kHz, following restriction of CNN worldwide, reducing branches in Latin America. The programming would continue until 19 December, and then music until resuming broadcast by mid-January, then identifying as Radio Belgrano from its new studios in Buenos Aires, with new programming. Via Hardcore DX, Rudolf Grimm in Brazil has this info from Radio Voz Missionaria. A recent contact with the engineering department, Mr. Alvaro, a very nice guy, informed that the equipment, all of it, is undergoing a review, both transmitters and antennas, aiming to recover power to their full planned capacity, with the completion of this scheduled for the first half of 2026. The three frequencies vary somewhat. Around 1420 UT on November 29th, Rudolfi measured them as follows, 5938.88, 9665.09, and 11755.12. However, the 11 MHz channel can vary much further. On November 28th at 2314, I had a barely audible carrier on 11756.2, surely that's what it was. And then on December 3rd at 2323, 11757.47. Of course, the original nominal was 11750, not even 11755. From Jimber Gaviria in Colombia via Rusty X, news about Bulgaria. No longer to be heard on shortwave, of course, but Bulgarian National Radio, BNR, has launched a completely redesigned news portal with a brand new address, taking a bold and innovative step forward to offer audiences a richer, more modern digital experience. It is BNRNEWS.BG. It's not unusual for some Radio Havana Cuba frequencies to be missing, but on December 3rd, they all seemed to be missing, even the relays of China. We later learned that was because of a blackout in Apagón affecting the western half of Cuba. It was blamed on lack of power for generating electricity affecting 1,000 megawatts, but some of them were back on December 4th, and even if not modulating and completely wasting what power they have, 15140 and 11880 after 20 UT, dead air in English. Two missionary stations happen to be on almost the same frequency. They're probably far apart geographically and in scheduling that they do not interfere with each other in their local target zones. However, if you have a hard time telling them apart, Wolfgang Büschel explains they are 8 hertz apart when he measured them. HCJB Ecuador on 6049.990 and ELWA Liberia on 6049.998 variable. Terry Kruger in Florida and I have been monitoring the daily broadcast on 21660 from France. Mini Transat, that's weather for a race across the North Atlantic. We were surprised still to be hearing them on December 3rd and even December 4th, but it was a limited broadcast. I was listening carefully on the 4th. It was on the air only between 15:03 and 15:15 UT instead of a full hour. There was English weather, but the dates mentioned were Wednesday the 19th and Thursday the 20th. That would be November, 2 weeks ago, so they're replaying old stuff for no particular purpose, and certainly not helpful now. And before some music, Phil, at 15:07, she says, see you tomorrow. There is always lots of special programming around Xmas, and we always have a problem getting all that info out. But we don't want to give it too far in advance, as it may be overlooked when the time comes. Texas Radio Shortwave has lots of broadcasts planned via Germany from December 25th to 31st. But there's one before then on Sunday, December 7th. It's the program Music of Texas Artists No. 2 on the two German stations as follows. At 13 on 9670. At 15 on 3975 and 6160. At 19 on 3975. And at 23 for North America on 9670. The two programs of William Bill Tilford appear once a month via Channel 292 in Germany. And here's the December schedule. From the Isle of Music on Friday, December 12th at 3955 at 17 UT, repeated at 22. And Uncle Bill's Melting Pot exactly 1 week later on Friday, December 19th at the same times. Like his report last week, Ron Howard continues hearing RRI Program 1, Nabiri, Indonesia on 7289.93, around 09 UT on November 30th and December 2nd. The other one on 7205 RRI Program 3. He needs to hear via remote in Bandung, Indonesia, closer to it. This was December 2nd at 2227. Good signal strength, but audio terrible, very garbled, unfortunately. When visiting his remote location at Port Hope, Northern Michigan, Ken Zicke reports in his Michigan ARE tip sheet about satellite monitoring. He says there are fewer transponders on G19 KU band than in the past, and lots of "we have this channel to rent" billboards instead of programming. Is everyone falling into the "we only stream" trap? I won't go into all the numerical satellite parameter details, but here's some of what he was picking up on 25 November. Intelsat 21 at 58 degrees west, left channel, had NHK4 in English and Hindi and other languages in the international service. This is radio, not parallel to TV, at 18:30. Then, 97 degrees west, Galaxy 19, the Overcomer Ministry, the usual blend of Buried Brother Stare, the new guy who never seems to announce his name, and more music than usual. That was at 0305. Then on the same satellite, World Radio Network was heard with Korean broadcasting news and talk in English. As for television, he reports Intelsat 21 at 58 degrees west with TRT World English News. That's Turkey. And the same satellite also had NHK World with English news and features. And Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west was carrying Press TV from Iran in English. Ireland or non, from NordDX in the Swedish DX Federation via RussDX and BCDX, Radio Nova International is a new shortwave station beginning broadcasting to Europe and North America in early 2026, aimed directly at shortwave listeners, aiming to recreate the sound of memorable stations such as Radio Netherlands, Radio Sweden, WRNO, and Super Rock KYOI. Ireland was not actually mentioned explicitly in that item. However, Mike Barraclough has more info. Neil Armstrong, a.k.a. Neil Gatesman, who's a DJ at Radio Caroline, hosted on WRTH and Shortwave Fans Group November 1st, and the same day he started the Radio Nova International Listeners FB group. One frequency mentioned is 9670, so probably channel 292 in that case. On November 7th, he said, Nova International will begin broadcasting to Europe and North America using hired airtime from transmitters on both continents starting early next year. Once a week to begin with, but broadcasting will be more frequent if there is enough listener support. So it will also be hired from one of the U.S. private shortwave stations. More in response to last week's AP story about North Korean jamming being reduced or cut off from broadcasts emanating from South Korea, Ron Howard says this. Recently, National Unity Radio moved to 7235 and for a while was not jammed by North Korea. But on November 28th, the jamming had finally moved over from the former frequency 7340 to 7235. Another example of North Korea still jamming another station directed towards their country. This is transmitted from Taiwan, and Ron says the one-minute English quotation was an hour earlier than before at 11:38 UT, November 28th on Friday. A distinctive theme music followed by a segment in Korean and this quotation, "A wise man changes his mind, a fool never will," which is a Spanish and Japanese proverb. On Monday, December 1st at 11:39, heard via remote in California, the quotation was, "Only morning has gold in its mouth." An AI overview says it's a variation of a German proverb, "Morgenstund hat Gold im Mund," the morning hour has gold in its mouth. Often attributed in a slightly different form to Benjamin Franklin as, "The early morning has gold in its mouth," or "The early bird catches the worm," analogous. Now there is a second broadcast of National Unity Radio via Taiwan. It's on 5900, heard Sunday, November 30th, between 20 and 21 UT, via remote in Japan and still with prominent North Korean pulsating jamming. Ralph W. Perry in Illinois was still hearing the radio war between the PKK and the Turkish jammer on November 21st and also November 30th, 11525.04, Radio Dengagel via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, presumably a good carrier, but low modulation at 1332. While Radio Recep Erdogan via Turkey, the jamming station, that's just the name the DXers call it, was on 11545, 20 kilohertz away at 1335. With hypnotic drumming and crazy exotic horn solo, and the chorus joining in, fun stuff, he says. That may very well have been their final broadcast forever. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says he heard nothing on December 2nd in that frequency range, nor a Turkish jammer. The website has this message, "Voice of the People Radio is closed." But then Alan Holder found a detailed story from the Euphrates News Agency, ANF, dated December 1st from Brussels. One of the unmistakable cornerstones of the free press, Radioya Dengagel, has brought its 23-year broadcasting journey to an end. The station that carried the memory of Kurdish media began in 2002 under the name Radioya Denge Mesopotamia. Then it was Denge Kurdistan and Denge Welat, and finally Dengagel, carrying its voice from prisons to mountains across Kurdistan. It became the voice of the Kurdistan National Revolution. Mustafa Rezan said, "Dengagel ended its broadcasting life. After completing its mission, despite shortcomings and limitations, it reached an important threshold. Unfortunately, with technological development, the mission of radio is also diminishing. Digital media is developing. Publishing and broadcasting are evolving accordingly. The Kurdish freedom struggle has entered a new phase." Ron Howard reports on Myanmar 5985 via remote in Thailand, November 28th with the Friday Night Live show, a special, in fact, with a large hall, live coverage of the 100th anniversary of the Mandalay Myoma Amateur Musical Association. And he can also view and hear it via live streaming after 1511. Past 1620. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World Radio 2324. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Richard Langley in New Brunswick, who said a contribution in U.S. dollars via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. He says, "It goes without saying what a great service you supply to the shortwave enthusiast community. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Nolan's from the website radiodelta.am on November 28th. From the historic shores of Elburg, slicing through the shortwave bands like a spark in the night, this is Radio Delta. We're writing a fresh chapter in our history. For the first time, you can hear us on our brand new frequency, 5970. Our tests are cutting through the airwaves loud and clear. Join us every Saturday and Sunday from 08 to 16 UT for our signature program, Five Decades of Music. And starting 20 December, Radio Delta will be broadcasting every single day on 5970 right into the new year. Greetings to listeners everywhere. Remember, keep that shortwave spirit alive. The world is only a frequency away. Some North American pirates on unusual frequencies, reported by Mark Taylor, Wisconsin, in the NASA flash sheet. On 4032 USB, Ball Smacker Radio moved down from 6960 AM, November 29th at 0304 to off at 0334. And on 4855 WDOG, November 24th at midnight 50. Philippines, as predicted last week, Radio Pilipinas is back on shortwave via the USAGM site at Tinan. The previous broadcasts have resumed. There's English from 02 until 3:30 UT on 12020, 15640, and 17665. The Filipino service, or Tagalog, which includes some bits in English, at 17:30 to 20:30 on 9370, 9925, and 12120. Since December 1st, according to Adhikesh Gupta, it's been very widely reported, both direct, sometimes into North America, or via remotes. There were some breaks in transmission, so it may have seemed to go off the air earlier than scheduled, but came back on if you kept listening. The 12 megahertz frequencies are not very good over here because of utility interference. Alexander Myatnikov forwards news from kurzwellenradio.wordpress.com. On November 30th, Robert Christian Schwartz has been appointed president and director general of Radio Romania. His responsibilities include Radio Romania International. Originally from Romania, he joined Deutsche Welle in 1992, and was the station's Romanian department manager from 2000 until 2020. DW's Romanian service is still online but left shortwave at the end of 2006, followed by a number of other languages, including German. Stephen Luce in Texas opines, "I suspect this is not good news for the future of RRI on shortwave. DW has spent the last 20-plus years chopping and eliminating shortwave output. I suspect a lot of this thinking will be present with a new administrator running Romanian broadcasting." We've already seen some posts dealing with the budget conflict between RRI on shortwave and the domestic mediumwave services. Lest we think of ARES, the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, as an American thing, this from Rusty X, a public association of ham radio operators to provide emergency communications, often in cooperation with the Russian Ministry of Emergency Situation, uses certain frequencies for disaster communications, such as 14292, central frequency for ARES. Apparently, there is no separation of church and state in the Solomon Islands. Ron Howard notes that SIBC on 5020 has been carrying a lot of Christian programming. In fact, the Prime Minister delivered a mind-blowing speech about supernatural cure and cleansing. And the format around closing, at 12 UT they would usually sign off, but sometimes stay on the air with music through the night. But they actually went off the air after some Christian hymn on November 29th, and not heard at all on November 30th. Still no token English from Spain, which had been Wednesdays only at 23 to midnight UT, on three frequencies at least, not including the imaginary North American one, 9690. And that was still the case on December 3rd when we checked. I finally listened to the podcast of the last English broadcast, November 19th, where Marilyn Quintana said there would be two other English announcers in future programs. She did not say it would be the following week. In the British Steelix Club, Michael Anderson sent them an inquiry and got a reply December 4th. Thanks for your messages and listening to us. Marilyn left, and now we, the two new hosts, are starting again with a broadcast next week. That would be December 10th. We needed some training and time to adapt, but next Wednesday we will be on air again. Best wishes from Daniel Riobou. That's spelled R-I-O-B-O-O, with an accent on the middle O. Via Mike Cooper, an opinion piece from The Scotsman, November 27th, by the former First Minister of Scotland, Henry McLeish. How populist attacks on BBC are motivated by an Orwellian desire to hide the truth. Authoritarians, whose route to power lies in trashing the truth, despise the corporation. In the AIB Global Media Briefing for December, BBC World Service has announced a series of programming changes as part of a commitment to move more programming and services closer to the audiences and communities they serve. The Global News Programming Newsday will establish a team in Kenya, co-presenting from London and Nairobi, while its leading Africa-focused news podcast, Focus on Africa, will relocate from London to join the TV production team in Nairobi. But Ricky Leong in Calgary says, Newsday has been co-presented from Africa for all of its existence, so I'm not certain I'd use the word new to describe the arrangement. And Stephen Luce in Houston says, on many occasions, Newsday has been co-presented from Africa, but that has not been the norm. There seemed to be more African content in the early years of the show, but that was scaled back. The segments at the top and bottom of the hour have always included more African content. The show now appears to be leaning back to its roots. From the New York Times, December 2nd, via Mike Cooper. Trump to close Voice of America's overseas offices and radio stations. This by Min-Yo Kim reviews a lot that has already happened. But the push to close the offices appears to contradict a federal judge's order from April requiring Trump officials to resume operations at VOA. Carrie Lake wrote in a memo to Congress on November 25th that the administration intends to close 6 overseas news bureaus and 4 overseas marketing offices, including Jakarta, Islamabad, Nairobi, and Prague. Also, to shutter these transmitting stations, 6 of them in Germany, Thailand, Botswana, and Djibouti. Senator Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire, top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, says shuttering VOA news bureaus and transmission stations is a win for Putin, Xi, and dictators around the world. The two U.S. adversaries each spend giga dollars a year to disseminate content favorable to their governments, including disinformation, according to a recent State Department assessment. Stephen Luce says perhaps the Philippine and Kuwait sites would be turned over to those governments. Sites in Germany had already been slated for closure prior to the Trump administration, assuming that an expanded Kuwait facility would take up the slack. I wonder if the Thai government has any interest in taking over the U.S. AGM facility there. Actually, there are two of them, as Ben Dawson points out, the shortwave at Udon Thani and the megawatt mediumwave near Bangkok. Mike Cooper forwards a story from FloridaPolitics.com, November 18th, about the spin cycle, SPIN. Representative Corey Mills, the New Smyrna Beach Republican, has filed the Stopping Propaganda Indoctrination Nationality Act, SPIN, H.R. 5117, forbidding content created under the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 from being disseminated in the U.S. or territories. This would apply to content produced through the AGM, including VOA, RFE, and Radio Marti. Bill Telford replies, if followed to the letter, that would effectively kill Marti, an outcome I don't necessarily oppose, but his district must have a relatively low Cuban-American vote count. because those folks will go ape. In a similar vein, VOA and its kin would need to geoblock its websites to keep out U.S. visitors. Wouldn't it be funny if U.S. citizens had to use a VPN from elsewhere to access it? If you really want to see truth, have a fighting chance, bust up the media mega-conglomerates instead. World of Radio Monitoring, if WTWW has a transmission problem at our scheduled time of 0400 UT Saturday on 5085, check again 24 or 48 hours later on UT Sunday or Monday, when it might be airing instead, as happened last week. Jim Salmon says, the December edition of Sonny Jim's Trance Journey is now available. Listen online or via our amazing shortwave relay partners, carrying our electronic music programming to places other transmitters just can't quite reach, such as every Wednesday through December on WRMI, that is UT Thursdays at 0200 on 9955. Also, on Saturday, the 6th of December, from Real Mix Radio in Finland, 6195, at 11 UT and again at 19. Via Channel 292, 9670 in Germany, Saturday the 13th at 10 UT and Sunday the 21st at 11 UT. WRNO New Orleans is sometimes missing from 7505 in the evenings, but other times it's on the air well into the late night, such as Friday, November 28th, still on at 0735 UT, preaching in English. On December 1st, it seemed to be a live DJ giving a time check at 0612 as 12 past the hour and playing some country music. Could it be a format change? And was still on at 0722, but with English lessons for Chinese speakers. In the Michigan ARE tip sheet, Jerry Goodell of Southgate says, 50 kilowatt clear channel WJR760 was off the air for an hour the evening of November 26th, starting at 10:46 Eastern. I drove to the transmitter site and found the area had a DTE energy power outage. I thought part of being an emergency broadcast hub station was hardening the facilities to withstand EMP and power outages. Don't they have a backup generator? Ron Howard warns us that Radio Vanuatu is not the only station on 7260. On December 2nd direct, he was hearing Chinese underneath until Vanuatu went off at 7:58, after which the other station was in the clear. Apparently, PBS Xinjiang East Turkestan. Alan Rowe says there's now a new version of his music programs on shortwave. Also latest editions of English language program schedules of BBC, China, Romania, Taiwan, and Turkey, all available via tinyurl.com/shortwaveprograms. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued December 1st. ANKNC is peaking at 30 and 5 on December 5th, 25 and 5 on December 24th, also enhanced on preceding and following days. A lesser peak of 18 and 5 on December 13th. Quietest dates of only 5 and 2, December 9th to 11th, and 16th. Solar flux actually hit 220 December 4th, but was predicted to go from 190 down to 175 December 13th and 14th, again on the 20th to 22nd, and up to 195 by December 25th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com, with many thanks to all our stations and contributors. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2324, with a standard disclaimer.